Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, with Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Go to the web at www.995theword.com and also at www.grace911.com on your smartphone to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor tonight. That would be Sister Lynn and Pastor Bulla.
Hey, Bulla, it's a motivational Monday, and we'd like to give a shout-out to Pastor Kaua. He'll be back next Monday.
That's right, and so good to have my wingless angel and my forever bride wearing two caps tonight.
Amen, amen. Good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FTC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, and the 1,600 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. God bless you out there. Mahalo for tuning in to us. Brother Boo?
Well, mahalo, Sister Lynn. You don't have to be locked up to be locked out. You hear that every time on this Friday program. And we thank you, wherever you're tuning in from this evening, for this word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as I say, it's like sitting around at home on the patio of the garage. And instead of talking story about how come UH going to the Hawaii Bowl, we're going to talk about Jesus Christ instead. That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
And we thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program right here on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves. And we're grateful for the sponsorship of the Eastman Foundation.
Amen. We humbly send a shout out to Fishers of Men Congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro. But God's thoughts are much, much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated. God bless Pastor James Bird and Lucy Mahilona for their vision to reach the lost.
If this program has touched you or you need a word of encouragement, you can feel free to call me at my own cell number, 808-222-2822. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Thank you for the mail we've been getting. It's payday when I go to the post office. And we have the email, of course, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Now, earlier we were talking about Pastor Kaua Kwan, and so we're going to sit in for Pastor Kwan. It's like the old times when we started out with Free Inside, just me and my bride.
Oh, yes.
And that's why we like playing the song Friends. It's just like talking among some friends sitting.
Well, Bulla, you know, we were married and we're friends, right?
You're going to ask me that over the air? Yes, we are. We're married. We're just joking.
Amen, amen.
You know, we've got a great program tonight. I just want to tell you, the Spirit of the Living God will fill
you.
We've got a praise report from where we were Saturday, what we did on Sunday.
Had a busy weekend.
And we're going to start, actually, this special program tonight off with a very special song. A dear brother of ours.
A very, very dear brother.
Spent some time with him Saturday. John Tussey is one of the premier keyboard and pianists in the state of Hawaii right now.
Unbelievable.
And so, it is the Christmas season.
That's right.
And our message tonight that we're going to end up talking about is about the gift.
The gift.
But we want to give this gift to you, and we're going
to
start it out.
To you, my brothers and sisters.
And it's Oh Holy Night. It's just an instrumental, so don't be waiting. You can sing the words yourself. But this is from our very dear friend, John Tussey.
With love.
Filled with the Spirit of the Living God.
Amen.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Hallelujah. So beautiful. Hallelujah.
You know, and the wonderful thing about that is we just saw John this past Saturday night.
Saturday night at the Floor Church.
Yes, I want to give a big mahalo to Pastor Arlene Sumter.
Yes, hallelujah.
Allowing me the opportunity to share the word. In fact, some of that message will be coming through later this evening on this program. And it's called About the Gift.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
And so good to see Sister Sandy out there, Tim DeMello. Pastor Barry only dropped in to lead praise and worship. Amen. To usher in the Holy Spirit. You know, and so good to see Cheryl from TBN and also Pastor Arlene and her husband Kenny doing a wonderful job out there. Floor Church Saturday nights. They meet right at 5:30 at the Wayland Baptist University. Milani Malka, can't miss the building right there. Had a wonderful time there and able to spend some time with John after that. And that was Saturday night. And then just yesterday, I was blessed to be a part of the Family Programs Hawaii annual luncheon for the foster children on Oahu.
800 families, Bula.
800 families, 600 plus volunteers down at the Neil Blaisdell Center.
2,200 dinners.
2,200 lunches. Meals were served. Thank you to Brother Zeke Jasso for involving me. I have actually had the honor and the privilege to co-MC with Peter Apo. He's been around.
Awesome.
And just great to spend some time with you.
MC.
Oh, just wonderful. And, you know, they had so many great organizations there. In fact, I want to give a big shout-out to one of the primary sponsors, and that it was
First Hawaiian Bank.
First Hawaiian Bank, and they were just beautiful. And then some of the other sponsors out there, you had Menehune Water was out there. You had Locations, ran into Cindy Bostic, Julian Sensley. They were down there helping out. HMSA was down there.
Thank you.
And, of course, we had the Little Learners Preschool. We had Rowena Sai, wife of Steven Side, down there. Her volunteers, hallelujah, face painting. I was actually going to get mine done, but they didn't have enough paint. And so then, and they also had the Epic Ohana Conference. It's so good to see a good sister. Popcorn. They forget how many. They ate popcorn to all the kids.
Ooh.
And Sister Robin Durego was there with her troop and her kids. But I've got to tell you, the Iolani dance program.
Yes.
They were on there for about 2 hours. They did everything from traditional hula to jazz to ballet.
Oh, it was awesome.
And it was like a showcase for them. And what they also did, now that's wonderful, but this is what they did, guys. They baked cookies.
Yes.
And they bagged the cookies.
And they gave them out to all the children.
And they gave them to all the children that were there. These are students at Iolani School. I can't say that enough.
Servants.
Servants of the Most High. Just blessed to be part of that entire event, you know, and we'll be back again. And they do that every year, right there at the new Blaisdell Center. It's in the exhibition hall, so it's big. It's big. I mean,
you know, when Bula and I walked into the room, and we were there early, of course, and there was a lot of the families already getting ready to wait to come inside. There was, you could sense the excitement.
Oh yes,
yeah. So we came in through the back door, side door, and we come in and we were stopped in our tracks because, wow.
It was just the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, even with this radio program, as I sit here across from my wingless angel, and this is year five being on the air. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk? My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, he said.
Yes.
Delight yourself in the ways of the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And our desire is to take the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airwaves, to reach those that are broken, reach those that are lost, reach those that are incarcerated. And you know what we say, you don't have to be locked up to be locked down. Don't get all high and mighty on us just yet.
And you know, we stopped right there and we started to pray. And Bula says to me, you know, a lot of these kids are the children of the men and women that we minister to.
Because these are all the foster children. So for whatever reasons, we see it from both sides. From the children's side and then also from the parents' side. But it's ran into so many people that we administered over the years.
It was a beautiful day.
And you see, what we bring is the hope. And his name is Jesus Christ.
Lord.
You know, and at the Floor Church this past Sunday, I had a message. And I'll share bits and pieces. We're going to springboard off of that. And my message title was Giving the Gift That Keeps on Giving, Reaching the Broken, the Lost, and the Incarcerated. And Lynn, why don't you give that first verse that you had picked out?
Okay. I wanted to share tonight about Isaiah 9:6, and it goes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And saints, I believe that today more than ever, you need to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
So help us, God.
Yes, Lord.
And it's not what the world would call the relevant truth, as Pastor Keith Ryder would explain, but it's the absolute truth, which he expounds upon, which is the Word of God, which we find in the Bible. Because in my good book, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was
Hallelujah.
God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Amen.
In him was life. The life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You see, the anointed, approved, inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. 40 authors penned the 66 books in the Bible, including the Old and the New Testament. For those of you that are counting numbers, it's 1,189 chapters with 31,173 verses. Hallelujah. I'm a simple guy, and I always keep things simple. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, saints. At my age, I like to keep it simple, so that's what I want to do tonight. I just want to keep it simple and lay a foundation.
Amen.
The series they were starting up at the Floor Church was called The Gift, and I just wanted to lay a foundation here with the definition of the gift, because sometimes we might think we know the definition of a word, and then we make a premise, or we execute, we go through our series of arguments and discussions, and then we find out that the definition we had in our head was wrong all along. So the premise or the base was wrong to begin with. So what I'd like to do is just, we go back to my friend's book. His name is Webster. His first name is Daniel. He wrote a book named The Dictionary. It's a good friend of mine that I keep by my side always, something the kids listening tonight want to do. But you see, Mr. Webster defines the word gift in two ways. And the first definition is a notable capacity, talent, or endowment. Well, we could go on to say that Pastor Barry Noni has a gift in leading praise and worship.
Yes.
And but that's not the definition of gift that I'm looking for this evening, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
The other definition of the word gift is something closer to what I think we can focus upon. And it means something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation. Now, let's just park there for a moment while I try and work this thing out for us in the time we have left tonight. Here's a news break. I don't know if you've noticed, but it is Christmas time. Amen?
Yes.
Now, when you're growing up, Lynn, what do we notice? How do we know it starts to turn Christmas season? What do you see going on around the outside?
Well, the Christmas lights start to come up.
Uh-huh.
The weather gets a little bit colder. I mean, it is Hawaii, but still, I mean, like today is a kind of chilly day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And people drive a little
shopping.
Nicer. And there's a lot of activity going on around the mall. But, you know, as you get older, your level of expectation for gifts begin to increase, be it a higher level or more expensive, right? I mean, pretty soon it's not the six pairs of socks from grandma. You're talking iPad, iPhone, laptop, or the tablet. And you get the picture, because it happens in every family. The older they get, the more they want. That's just the way it is. And another example is, I can't give the same gift to a teenager as I would to a six-year-old, or vice versa. I cannot give the keys to a car to the six-year-old. They won't be able to reach the pedals. There comes a certain level of maturity, my brothers and sisters, that would dictate what kind of gift you would get. Amen?
Preach it.
As we get older, the luster of Christmas is lost. This might be in your family. It's in my family, too, where we don't really celebrate much of anything. And sometimes you find yourself saying, well, Christmas is just for the kids. Make sure they get something and leave it at that. I might be preaching to the choir right now. But does anyone listening tonight here not like gifts? I can't see you right now, but I don't believe anyone.
We all love gifts.
That's right. I don't believe anyone in their right mind is going to say, well, Pastor Bula, Sister Lynn, I don't like gifts. If you do, I'm going to pray with you, and I'm just going to talk to you about them. But my friends, it's never about the gift that's under the tree. We
that's
have to
right.
realize and hold on to the fact that it's about the gift that they hung on the tree. His name was Jesus, and that's the
Hallelujah.
Only thing that will change your life
Hallelujah.
Forever. When you come into a place in your life where you realize how blessed you are, how loved you are, how protected you are, how much God loves you, everything else falls into place. Put Jesus first, and it'll get better, not worse. In fact, the one verse that I'm going to camp on right now is two verses that everyone knows almost by verbatim, but I want to break it down if we can just a little bit tonight.
Amen. And it's John 3:16-17. And in the NIV, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, and I'm reading the book again. Let's see. It says, and scripture says, for God so loved the Hawaiians.
Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah.
For God so loved only the Japanese. No. Mm. For God only so loved the Pochos. No. So God only so loved the Puerto Ricans. No. The Filipinos. No, it says, for God so loved
the world.
That means everyone, every single one of us within ear gates open tonight and earshot of this message.
Yes, Lord.
And then he goes on to say in the scripture that you're reading that he gave his third son.
Nope.
His fourth son.
Nope.
The second son.
Nope.
It says his only
son. One and only.
And then it goes on in scripture to say, if you're following along this evening in your sword, saints, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It doesn't say whosoever believeth in Allah. It doesn't say whosoever believeth in Buddha. It doesn't say whosoever believeth in Lono, Kanaloa, Kuka'ilimoku. And I can say that because I am Kanaka Maoli and Maka'ainana. It doesn't say whoever believeth in Thor or Lucifer. Put any name you want, but it's the wrong name if it's not the name of Jesus right there.
For him.
God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You have to. Everybody knows verse 16, but saints, hold on to verse 17.
Amen. That's the real gift.
But that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Now, so we ask ourselves, God's gift to the world was, and many of us would say, if I were to ask you, what's the greatest gift God gave us? You would say salvation.
Salvation.
That's right. You're absolutely right. But
it's one of the gifts.
It's one of the gifts because you need Jesus to get salvation. If he didn't give us Jesus, how do we get salvation? Nobody would have been on the cross. So we needed Jesus to get to that point. And the wonderful thing about that, it says, whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe the first gift was from God. It was his son, his only begotten son.
Amen. That's the gift.
And the second gift was from Jesus. It was the everlasting life. For those that mention him, no. Mm. Those that talk about him, no. Mm-mm. Those that use his name on Facebook, no. Those that Twitter him on Twitter, no. Mm-hmm. That those that use only his photo on Snapchat, no. It says no. For whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's for every person. See, for God so loved, it didn't say for God so liked. It didn't say for God admired. It didn't say for God so enjoyed. It didn't say for God so appreciated. He said for God so loved the world. That means everyone and everything that's listening tonight.
Amen.
That's right. And because you got to remember, it's in the book of Romans chapter 10, 9 through 13. In the King James Version, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth in the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's good news in my book.
Oh, it's major good news. And, you know, just like we just talked about this on this week in Bula about, you know, Matthew 6:33.
Yes, sir.
It kind of is now my favorite because it's the secret to the kingdom. It's the keys to the kingdom. And it says in the King James Bible in 6:33, but seek ye first. And like Bula says, not second, not third, not fourth, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, I don't know about you, but that's a precious promise from Jesus to me.
And it's real easy. We keep it simple, saints.
You Amen. Know, Amen.
As believers and...
That's okay. That was my phone.
Oh, maybe Jesus.
I'm fired.
maybe Jesus calling us. Thank you, Lord. But as believers and sanctified saints, as I always say, the saints and the angels, because every saint has a past, but every sin has got a future. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
If you're a believer and you've confessed your sins, you have received the gift. You have received the gift. Let me say that one more time so you can understand me tonight. You have received the gift of eternal salvation. Boom! You're done. Okay?
Woo.
But what are you doing with the gift? Well, why did you get saved?
Give it away.
I got saved, Pastor Bulo, so I can go to heaven. Okay. No, but really, why did you get saved? I got saved so I can go to heaven. No, really, why did you get saved? Oh, so I can go to heaven? Okay, let's hold on to that thought. If the only reason you got saved was to go to heaven, why are you sitting in front of me? Why are you listening to this radio program? If the only reason you got saved was to go to heaven, you should be in heaven right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
God has a purpose and a plan.
Kind of twisting your brains a little bit right now. Exactly. Well, there was a thing in the Bible called the Great
Commission.
That's with a C, and the C goes first, because without the C, it becomes omission, which is what we're doing. But you see, that was the greatest gift, and that's the thing. If you had the cure for cancer in your hand, what would you do? If you had the remedy for broken relationships, what would you do? If you had the cure for fractured families, what would you do? And you have that. His name is Jesus.
Hey, Bula.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Arlene Sumter, you know, this past Saturday when you were talking about the gift, you know, she said, when you are given the greatest gift, and it's from God Almighty, it is our responsibility, the Great Commission, to give that gift away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you see, the thing that I hold so near and dear to my heart, you have been given the greatest gift. You know, if you were to leave Sam's Club or Costco, and you just bought a 60-inch TV, brand new, box not even open, was an in-store special for $100, before you even put that thing in the back of your truck, what are you doing?
Texting.
You're on your phone.
All your family. Facebook.
You're on your Twitter. You're on your Snapchat. You're on your Instagram.
Go now.
60-inch TV, $100, brand new. You're going to tell anybody and everybody about the greatest gift that you just got at Walmart or Sam's or the Costco. My brothers and sisters, yes. I pray with all my heart that you realize the precious gift of salvation that God has given you. And if you use just one-tenth of the energy that you would to talk about the steak you ate at Ruth Chris, the bowl invitation that the University of Hawaii football team got, or your son getting straight A's in school, if you use just 10% of that energy to tell others around you about the goodness of Jesus Christ and the price that was made on Calvary for you and me and everyone in eternity.
Give it away.
I'm telling you, you would be doing the Great Commission. It's not that hard. It really isn't. If you can order one Whopper at Burger King, you can tell somebody about Jesus, the King of Kings. Hallelujah.
The goodness and greatness of God. Amen.
Open up the windows of blessings.
Oh, yes.
Open with the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
Seek ye first.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things
shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, we're just so in awe, Father, this evening, God. And the Holy Spirit is so alive in the studio tonight. And as we just lift up our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, Father, and to all those that are not incarcerated but are locked up, Father, in the bondage of the enemy, Lord, we ask you, Father, to touch all of our hearts, oh Father, and free us, Father, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you for this program, Father. We thank you for all our Free Inside pastors, Father. We thank you for Bula, Father. We thank you for his sacrifice, Father, to keep this program on the air. And Lord, I thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for this season, Father. And Lord, we just ask you to protect us and provide for us, oh Father. And Lord, as we go into this season, you know, let's make sure, Father, that we know the reason for this season. And it is Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hey, guys, remember John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Yes. But I have come that they might
break
have
the
life
stronghold.
And might have it more abundantly. It's all about choices. Satan knows that he cannot dethrone God.
That's
he knows
right.
that. But he's determined that he can dethrone Jesus from the soul of man. Satan is after your mind.
Him.
Satan is after your will. He's
That's
after
right.
your family,
That's
your
right.
emotions. Because he knows that you
Jesus
will
name.
Not pick up the book to read the
Amen.
Word of God. But we as believers will choose to go from church
Resist
to church,
him.
Teacher to teacher, pastor to pastor to
yes.
try and find out who
Hallelujah.
God is. But we never establish that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in all that bouncing around, we bounce ourselves out of the grace
Lord.
Of God. And we begin to murmur and gossip, putting our mouths on our pastors. How
Forgive
dare you?
Us, Father.
Lord, I pray that we learn to sit, submit, and don't quit. And develop a stronger relationship
with
Father, Jesus. And the
you,
devil
Father.
Goes unnoticed.
Foundation, Father.
We love you guys. Tomorrow night we got Pastor Bird. You know what that means? Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Hey, love you guys. But we got to go.
Ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.